You're 25.
Are we back live again? All right, well, we'll try this again for the... Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kulk. After a second restart, it is still a little bit after 2:30 p.m., August 7th, 2013. We're meeting for a special commission meeting today with one agenda item. I don't have any opening comments, but I would defer to my colleagues if they have any.
The only opening comment I have is that I just came in from outside, and if every day in North Dakota was like today, we wouldn't be siting any wind farms.
Fair enough. Today would be a good day for golf, I presume. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Can't top that.
All right. With that, we'll move right to item BK1. I move the commission deem the application complete and issue a notice of filing and notice of rescheduled hearing in the application of Thunder Spirit Wind, LLC, for certificate of site compatibility to construct a proposed 150-megawatt Thunder Spirit Wind energy project in Adams County, North Dakota, case number PU11-601.
Second.
A little background on this case. This hearing was originally scheduled for this Friday in the Adams County Courthouse, and a variety of things took place, I guess, in the last week that prompted this decision today. Basically, last Friday, the company was supposed to have filed with the Public Service Commission the final turbine locations for the wind farm. It was it was in our original order. That was one of the factors they had to have in there. So they did not file the appropriate final turbine locations. So that was one factor that we met with yesterday to discuss. But also, quite candidly, we had a lot of discussion about the local zoning authority had not quite decided what the rules were going to be. There was a lot of consternation taking place at the county level. And if you look at actually the way the law is written such for North Dakota, that a certificate of site compatibility for an energy conversion facility shall not supersede or preempt any local land use, zoning, or building rules, regulations, and so on and so forth. But really, for me, it came down to two different things. One is the company did not file the final turbine location the time they were supposed to, which in a sense would have violated our initial order. And the second thing is there's still a lot of uncertainty and a lot of things going on at the county level that I didn't think it was appropriate for us to go down there until the county has been given the ample opportunity to sort out exactly what they want their county rules to look like. So those two factors really led to yesterday we had a special meeting that basically canceled the hearing for this Friday. And today's motion sets that we'll be rescheduling it to September 19th at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time in the Adams County Courthouse. So really, I think this is the right thing to do, that we're going to make sure that the company has given landowners ample time to comment on where the final turbine locations are at, that the Public Service Commission doesn't go down there ahead of the county, give them time to sort out what they want the rules to be, and the way the law is such that we don't override local authorities, nor would I ever want to. It's just the time between now and September 19th, I think, is appropriate to let the company figure out what they want to do and let the local authorities figure out what they want to do for their county.
Is it time for additional comments? I think that this is a case where the wind industry is under the gun to get their projects cited by the end of this year, and that's an important deadline for them, and we're doing our best to help meet those deadlines. But that doesn't mean that we can shortchange the siting process. The local communities have a lot of work to do. They need to work through these things in a diligent way that gives the people in their area enough time to react, respond, provide input. These wind farms will be there for 15 to 20 years. So it's appropriate for the community to be taking a close look at this and making sure they're doing it right. And so I think that this is an appropriate measure at this point for us to step back and let the locals take their time, the time they need to do it the way they need to do it. So I'm supportive of this.
Commissioner Christman?
Nothing.
I would just amplify a little bit what Commissioner Fedorchak said, is that when the Public Service Commission shows up in a county and has a hearing, whether there's perceived or it's real, there is pressure that oftentimes get put to local authorities because the commission has gone down there. And that's one thing that I definitely did not want to do. Let them make their own decisions and their own timeline. And when the company's figured out exactly what they're going to do, we'll go down and have the hearing and we'll make a decision based on the record at that time. Okay.
I guess I will add something. The timing of these while for right now, because they're trying to meet a deadline of this year that has nothing to do with state law, they're feeling some urgency, and so a delay, I'm sure, is bothersome. But the reality is, you know, when if you compare this to the coal mining industry, a mine permit is applied for and reviewed by our people, and typically you're oftentimes sent back to gather more information and more details. And these things take a long time, and justifiably so, because we don't want in modern day North Dakota to happen like it did many years ago before we had the equipment and technology that we have now, where things are not reclaimed as they ought to be. And so it takes time to site something and do it properly. And the do it properly is the issue here. And the neighbors that are going to look at this, as you both mentioned, for many years to come, they certainly deserve to have their voices heard at a time when they've gotten the information of what exactly is being proposed here. And so in order to do that, this is what was necessary in order to be fair to the whole neighborhood. And so I think we're doing the right thing by proceeding cautiously here.
And just to reinforce it, the company did not comply. They needed to give us turbine locations 7 days prior, and they didn't do that. So that really is what opened up the door, I think, for a lot of the continued discussion. So.
Right, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, I don't have any closing comments. Any comments from my colleagues before we open it up for questions?
I would make one comment. While we were proceeding here, I looked and seen what the date was going to be, and knowing that we'll get the information sent to our iPads for our calendar, I didn't plug in details, but just so I didn't plan something for that day, I just typed in Hettinger and done for the day. And it spell checked, and when I looked at what I had scheduled, it said getting ear.
It will be, no doubt, a thorough hearing, I'm sure.
3 ears will be helpful for the hearing.
All right. With that, I would be happy if there's any questions from members of the public or media here.
So that I'm clear on it, the company still has not sent in the locations.
The company did file as of yesterday their final turbine location. So that's where the motion today deemed it complete and then rescheduled the hearing for September 19th. Now, but your point, your question does bring up a point which could happen, is that it's not unlikely that we'll see revised applications somewhere between now and the hearing with further modifications to the turbine location. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But we did get the final turbine location yesterday.
And what will happen in the county between now and the time of the hearing? Is there going to be a zoning meeting? Is there going to be a county commission meeting?
We know of at least one of the county commission meetings scheduled for, I believe, it's August 19th. The week of August 19th. And they may also have another one in September. But I think what this really does is it allows the county commissioners time to look at what they want to and decide what their rules are going to be. The way I understand it is they've already have some rules in place for the county. And the question is how they're going to be interpreted for this wind farm. And I just think it'll be a lot smoother hearing for everyone if we go down there and landowners have had a chance to look at the turbine locations, if the county commission has solidified what their rules are. Because I can speak from previous wind farms is that when we dealt with the wind farms in Burley County, it was very significant that Burley County had setbacks of 1,750 feet. So when we went into those hearings, that was kind of the benchmark that we used. We've had different counties have different levels, but as a rule of thumb, that 1,400 feet setback is something that I've always followed in the commission. If a county is agreeable to less than that, I've always held at 1,400 feet. If a county wants more stringent, I've always tended to follow the more stringent what the county wants. So I'm envisioning this playing out in some shape thereof for this hearing.
And while that turbine location seems somewhat of a technicality, they moved the turbine location based on those setbacks. It might change the cultural studies and some of the environmental impact studies that we have to consider in our application. They may have to refile those or redo them in order to meet our requirements for the siting as well. So just didn't make sense to go down there and have the hearing without a complete application that deals with the project as it is intended to be, not how it might be or was before they had to change the locations.
But you were willing to give the company a little bit of leeway since they filed it today, or yesterday, I should say.
I don't know that the company really was given any leeway. I think we just basically made a decision that we were going to reschedule it. And I guess we've given the company more time to work with this, but they're the ones, I think, that feel the pressure of time. We want to make sure we do it the right way. There's also some, in our work session yesterday, the FAA has some concern about there's some airstrips down there. So there's a lot of concerns that are out there that normally would like to see those resolved before we have a hearing.
What did you mean by giving them more leeway, Dave?
Because you set the deadline. They missed the deadline, but they did file now. So,
or you're assuming
not necessarily a leeway, but giving them a little bit of wiggle room.
You know, I don't know if I would see it that way, Dave, okay. Because if we'd have given the company leeway, we would have held the hearing on Friday, even though they filed it late.
Okay.
I think what we've done here is we've given the public ample time to look at all the locations and given the county commission time to work. I think we actually probably held them to the strictest standards we could have because they did not file their turbine location on time.
And to be clear, when we made the decision to postpone the hearing for day after tomorrow, then it wasn't like we could just move it to next week or the next week. That has to be
noticed,
you know, because of the timing of weekly newspapers, and it has to be in the newspaper so many weeks in advance. And so this was actually one of the earlier days when it was even possible.
The public notice process is the same. It starts over, so you have to have the same amount of public notice. And I don't think rejecting that, were you suggesting we could have just rejected and said?
That was kind of wondering if you had the authority basically saying to the company, you didn't file in time, you've got to redo everything if you want anything.
That really wasn't
we didn't
on
really
the
discuss
table.
That because this motion today deems our application complete the way it's been filed now. So the
just for clarification.
Yep.
No, that's
Did
a good
point. Did this specific issue happen before? And if so, I guess, what kind of impact does that have on a final decision in a future hearing?
In my experience, we've never had this happen before. We've always had the companies file their final turbine location well ahead of the 7 days, or maybe some right on that day, but I've never seen this happen before, so it was the first time we've dealt with it.
Is there any reason why that was the case?
The attorney that was present didn't offer up anything other than they didn't do it on time. There was no reason why, I guess. I mean, you can extrapolate a lot of reasons why, but they didn't give one, nor did we really ask. It's just they weren't on time.
Do you see that having any kind of impact on a final decision at the future meeting? Or?
I don't think so. I think we base it on the record developed, and we just want to make sure we do these projects correctly and follow appropriate law and give everyone the chance to say their piece.
The reason for the filing a week in advance is to give the public time to adequately look at where those turbine locations are, and if they are concerned about them, then they can change their schedule and be at the hearing. So that's the whole purpose of giving them a week, requiring them to be filed a week ahead of the hearing time. And so it doesn't really change my opinion of the application. We just need to make sure the public has time to adequately review it and make plans to attend the hearing if they are concerned.
Speaking of that, you mentioned a special meeting yesterday.
We did. And it was noticed properly, Dave.
I didn't receive a notice. I was just curious.
We had a special meeting yesterday at 4 o'clock that double-checking should have gone out to all the people. We will double-check that to make sure we did post it.
I'm not sure if I had it either. I'd have to double-check.
I didn't have it. But then again, email is not 100% reliable.
I know for a fact we did post it outside the hearing room like we do. But thanks for the heads up. We'll always follow through with that.
Just curious about
that.
Yeah. I was going to say you're not taking a page from the Board of Higher Education. Anyway, I'll shut up. Sorry, I had to get one more slam in, okay?
There was a couple, I guess, this current project, the cost is ranging in the $300 million range, and it's anywhere from 50 to 75 turbines, depending what size turbine they come up with, whether it's 3 megawatt or smaller.
Is this northwest or northeast of Hettinger?
It would be northeast of Hettinger. And we've got a map if you want to look at it today. Okay, anything else, Nick or Dave? All right. Anything else, commissioners?
I have nothing else.
All right, with that, we'll close the special meeting. Thank you. Yeah, Nick, great question. I've never done nothing like this before.